Baby, is that you? Oh, good. I thought maybe it was my roommate then. She's nowhere near as good to cuddle with as you are. Aw, you look tired, babe. Come here, big guy. I think maybe we both could use some cuddles tonight before bed. Oh, right. This whole nightly routine you have. Okay, go ahead, I'll wait. But hurry up. I need your butt in this bed to warm me up soon. So, how was your day? Oh, I'm sorry. I know you hate late shifts and that. Sounds kind of nasty. Mine was pretty good. Work was quiet. My mom called this morning. She's doing Thanksgiving at her house this year. I told her we'd bring a pie or two. I don't know. What do you think? Pecan? Maybe a pumpkin too. Yeah, I know my mom's better cook than your mom. I'm still amazed you learned to cook so well for yourself after living with her. I mean, I guess you had to survive on your own as a bachelor before me. Hey, will you stop putzing around already and come snuggle with me? It's cold over here. Yeah. There. That's better. Yeah. That's the good stuff. I don't like when you work late either, babe. So much harder to fall asleep without you beside me. Nothing. Okay, fine, I'll tell you. Babe, I think we might have to break up. Why? Well, it's because I kind of need a human boyfriend, and you, my dear, are a puppy. I'm kidding. Well, about the breaking up part, not about you being a puppy. How are you a puppy? Well, let's see. Every night before you go to bed, you double check that your phone is plugged in and your watch is on the nightstand and your clothes are all laid out for the morning. And it kind of looks like how puppies will run around in little circles a few times before they lay down to go to sleep. And when you finally do get in bed, the first thing you do is sniff me. Yes, you do. Every time you smell my hair. Well, thank you. I like my shampoo too. But it still means you're a puppy. Oh, what else? How about the way you always hang around the door when people are coming in? Yep, you do. You never just wait in the living room. You always get up off the couch and go greet them at the door, like a little puppy dog. Oh, you're just polite, huh? Well, I mean, that's because you have good breeding. No, I'm not quite done. How about the fact that when I'm making food in the kitchen, you're always right there? I mean, if you were a little shorter and fuzzier, I'd probably be pretending to drop little scraps on the floor for you to eat up. I've got a good one. How about every time you see me, no matter if it's been a week or just 5 minutes, you come running. Well, okay, maybe not running, but you come right over and wrap your arms around me and give me a kiss. True, I do love the kisses from my big old puppy. No, still not convinced you're a puppy dog? Okay, well, roll over. No, you don't get to be the big spoon tonight. I'm gonna be the big spoon. Well, maybe not the big spoon. I mean, with the size difference, it's more like I'm your little jetpack. But still. Now, be a good boy and roll over. There you go. Now, stay. Good boy. Oh, okay, I'll lay off a little bit. Here, how does this feel? Like when I reach over and rub your belly? Yeah, I see your face, baby. I know you like it. You really do like it. You look so relaxed, you might just fall asleep. How about this? You like it when I massage behind your ears? Well, that wasn't exactly a leg twitch, but I think you like it. Your tail might have wagged if you had one. I'm sorry, baby, but that clinches it. You are definitely a puppy. But you're my puppy. And you're a very good boy. And I love you. No. Roll over, puppy. Time to go to sleep.